Открытость и пресловутая политкорректность.
The openness and the notorious political correctness that have been foisted on people in the West with a persistence worthy of the Bolsheviks has resulted in breathtaking, unprecedented hypocrisy. How long will this public madness last?
As I see it, to become the next US president, you've got to be an obvious impotent, limbless so you can't touch women, a mute so you can't make salacious jokes, and blind so you can't leer at them lasciviously.
A woman who becomes president stops being a woman. I will explain. If someone is working around the clock and not seeing any daylight, it's difficult to remain a woman.
So, what's been the reaction to these comments in Russia? Ksenia Idrisova is from BBC Monitoring in Moscow.
These comments did not come as a surprise because this is a relatively accepted rhetoric on Russian TV. Russian society is patriarchal. We have a clear division of gender roles and conservative family values. For example, when the Harvey Weinstein scandal erupted in the West, some Russian female actresses said that those American females got what they wanted, that they were the ones to blame. So we've got a concept of victim blaming here in Russia. There were also remarks heard that it doesn't matter how you got the role. Everybody wins, a director and an actress and a viewer who enjoyed the film in the end. And it is great if such a powerful man approaches you sexually. So that were quite shocking remarks.
What about the female TV anchors sitting next to their male colleagues who say these kind of things? It's clearly likely to be embarrassing and difficult for them. What have they been saying?
To be honest, we do not have as many female TV anchors as we could hope for, and they usually have kind of secondary roles. What they usually do is that they agree with their male presenters and they also echo a male anchor's rhetoric.
What about from your personal point of view and that of your female friends? What do you and others feel about this kind of attitude in Russian society?
Well, it can be really frustrating at times when men still see a woman's place in the kitchen. And, for example, if a young woman wants to embark on a career in this or that area, it is seen as she's stepping into male shoes. And a good example of these attitudes is when women were asked in the streets what they thought of a new Russian socialite female candidate running for presidency. They said that she was out of her league and that's not what women do.
That was Ksenia Idris.